Welcome to PHP BB Weekly episode number 86 for Saturday, November 22nd, 2008. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast. We talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. I'm your co-host from San Francisco. I'm Douglas Bell.
Joe. My name is Joe today.
You mean Joe the plumber? Or...
Oh, my name is Joe. Your name is Joe. My name is Joe.
Joe the Lewis?
Joe.
Joe the Highway? Joe. Joe the podcast co-host who can't seem to figure out what his real name is?
Joe the podcast host who can't think of anything to talk about on the show.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
Good. David, Highway of Life.
You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I do a podcast all about PHPBB, which is, I know, is a very niche audience. And they're like, what do you talk about? Well, we always come up with things to talk about. We always have news and stuff to talk about. And then today we were like, we took 20 minutes, like, what are we going to talk about today? We have no new news, nothing significant. So we finally are going to completely improvise an episode for you today. But we are going to do a tutorial later today. I think it's our first PHP BB3 tutorial in months.
Oh, yes, it probably is, because we've done them before, but we've been, since I think about London Invasion.
Before that.
We've had, yeah, even before London Invasion. Well, I mean, since London Invasion was coming up, we started talking a lot about London Invasion and the various things that were going on around that time. And then we've just been slammed with lots of new stuff.
Oh yeah!
Since London Invasion, I mean, 3.0.3, developments with 3.2, new features,
team member changes, crazy
team member changes. Yeah, the project changes.
So today we go back to our roots: a short show with a tutorial. Yay!
Yeah,
that's how we use
it. In fact, you know, this New Year's show will probably be really interesting because you're going to do a previews like of all the different shows, all mashed together of all the different shows, right?
Like I did last year. Yeah. And you can sort of see that on our talk show page. We're going to have on the last Saturday before the New Year's, which is our normal show. Like last year, we're going to go and just sort of talk about all the PHP BB things that changed in this year. Kind of like I did last year. You were moving to Spokane back then. And then I'm going to be, again, putting together sort of a best of various clips we did this year in 2008 that we released New Year's Eve.
See, last year you had content from June. I mean, really, you just had pretty much half a year to pick really good content from, right?
Most of the stuff from before you showed up wasn't that good. Although, actually, I did have a couple of things from the shows before you showed up.
Well, we've just spent a whole year doing stuff.
Oh, boy.
And yeah. So, yeah, you have about twice as much material to go through.
I have been planning this best of episode ever since we first talked about the Quack and Assassinate team.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Who can forget that? That's got to be in there. Anyway, if you want to join us for today's episode, the number to call is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. Or you can join us in our wonderful chat room. Go to talkshoe.com. Click on PHP BB Weekly to join in. We also have an unofficial IRC channel that I keep my eye on, although no one ever shows up there, which is probably okay. PHP BB Weekly on irc.freeno.net. And, of course, you can stream the episode live through the badge on the right side of our website, phpbweekly.net. And David's going to do the sponsor for us.
PHP BB Weekly is sponsored by GoToMeeting.
Yay!
Do you have to travel for business but are constantly feeling the wrath of flight delays and other problems? There's an easier and more effective way. GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. You can log on to GoToMeeting.com and start meetings with a click, and instantly everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's less effective and less time-consuming than meeting in person. Try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. Go to GoToMeeting.com/TetPodcast and start your doing more and traveling less.
Yes. All right. One thing we wanted to mention, just as a reminder, we have not talked about this much since April, but I was noticed this morning that we had at this point today, we now have only 40 days left until the end of 2008, which will mark the formal retirement of PHP BB2. As you recall, PHP BB2 is being formally retired on January 1st, 2009, which is the point when PHPBB.com will stop providing general support for PHP BB2, other than converting from PHP BB2 to PHP BB3. And then on February 1st, 2009, they are going to stop releasing security patches as necessary for that as well.
Yeah, which will dismay a lot of people, of course, to hear that PHP, you know, to know that PHP BB2 is ending pretty soon. Although I have to wonder, do those people actually listen to PHP BB Weekly? Because, I mean, we're pretty big, you know, we deal mostly with PHP BB3 stuff.
Amazingly enough. I mean, I'm still here, and we're all of a sudden, it's like, we don't. When was the last time we did a PHP BB2 mod style of the week?
The last time we talked about the retirement of PHP BB2.
I think we did something back in like July or something like that.
I think that's when we talked about the retirement of PHP BB2. Remember? Because you were like, you know, I want to do a mod style of the week for this PHP BB2 episode.
No, I was something else about that. I'm really look.
Oh, well. So, yeah, it's been a while.
I remember. It was when we talked about the Easy Mod, the latest Easy Mod release. Probably the last Easy Mod release ever.
Yes.
And because we spent the whole episode talking about that, I was like, okay, last time I'm going to do a PHP BB2 mod in style. And it's so sad.
Well, I will have some I hope to talk with some PHP BB2 people about an option for them to at least view. I think there's going to be able to a way to view archives. Because you know how everything in the PHP 2 support form has been answered. Anything that you could have possibly gone through with PHP 2, it's been asked a dozen times. If it was rare, it's been asked a dozen times.
So you're saying, David, you were volunteering to go back through the forms and figure out?
No. No.
A lot.
You know what? That'll have to come on a later episode. But no, I'm not going to go through. I'm not going to go through the archives, but I was just going to say that I think that PHP BB, and I have to check with the support team to see if this is the case, but I think that they're going to have archives open.
Okay, because they didn't say. All I know is that for mod team and the styles team, they have said that on May 1st, 2009, they are going to close their forums for PHP BB2 and hide them from public view, as well as removing downloads for the PHP BB2 mods and styles.
Right. Now, I think, let's see, the development team posted theirs, mod team posted ours, the support team. I don't think the styles team has actually talked about what they'll do with the PHP.
They have. Yep.
Okay.
It's in the topic where they make the
Okay. Development. I'm forgetful, aren't I?
Yeah, so obviously, already back in July, the mod team went ahead and closed, reset their mod writer discussion and mod request forms to read only, and mods in development forum no longer allows new topics, although the mod database releases forum is still up. For the mod team, February 1st is when they will stop accepting any submissions of PHP BB2 mods, and they're going to set their, all of their forums to read only, and May 1st they'll be gone. For the styles team, they're going to stop accepting PHP BB2 styles on January 1st, unlike the mod team. But they will keep their forums open until May 1st, 2009, when they will then close and hide them from public view. So they're not quite doing the same thing, but they're close.
But for the mod team, we are already not accepting any new PHP 2 styles. We're only accepting security updates for our PHP 2 styles, which will cease on in February.
The mod team is dealing with mods, not styles.
That's what I said, mods.
You said styles.
I meant mods, read my mind.
Yeah, within the teams, as much as you can say publicly, which probably is not that much, but I'm sure you guys have been starting to really prepare for the formal retirement now of PHP BB2.
Yeah, all of us have our PHP 2 directories in the trash bin, and we're ready to empty it as soon as that happens.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. No.
I mean, within
but that's
the
prepared
teams,
for you. I
within
mean,
the teams, getting ready to, you know, like, stop doing PHP 2 stuff.
Well, you know, it's our getting ready is always, hey, we need to pull this. Oh, okay, pulled. All right, that was it. You know, that's getting ready for the teams, right? So it's like, we need to stop accepting new submissions for PHP 2. Oh yeah, okay. Let me go make a quick change. All right, done. All right, that was it. Nobody talks about it anymore.
Probably the hardest thing I would think would be for the support team, and to a lesser extent the moderator team, because after the formal retirement, there'll probably still be some people that try to post for regular 2.0.x support and be like, what the heck just happened here?
Yeah, I'm sure it will get a little tough in the PHP 2 or in the PHP discussion forum, because I imagine that either that place is where they'll post for support or in the 3.0.x support forum.
You'll have like maybe a bunch of people saying, why did you close PHP 2? Why did you do that?
Yeah.
People doing like multiple posts. You know, I'll probably be responsible for like 12 of those.
Well, you can
not literally.
Of all the topics in the PHP 2 support forum at the moment, they on the very first page, it goes all the way back to 19th of November. So it goes back 4 days? Yeah, 4 days on the first page for replies. That's for the support forum. Hey, that's pretty good. That shows that a lot of people are moving to PHP 3 or people know how to search finally. I doubt that's the case, though. But
probably right now is the good time to go ahead and update to PHP 3, or, you know, winter break is coming up for a lot of people. They can take some time over the holidays, you know. Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. We're going to update to PHP 3. Woo! Unlike PHP, which like held out until like the very last possible day for them to release a new version of PHP 4, we haven't seen any activity at all in subversion for PHP BB2 since last February when 2.0.23 came out. So I'd say probably very small chance of a 2.0.24 coming out unless like a last-minute security issue is found between now and February.
Yeah, I remember PHP 4 released just a very last-minute security update right before they went off. They were like, here, throw something at everybody and then gone.
They say August 8th. We will completely remove everything PHP 4 from our site. And then August 7th, new version of PHP 4. And it's like, okay, and you're going to – I guess they're not going to remove it on August 8th. In fact, is it still there?
I don't know. I didn't see it. But you know what's interesting? Of course, the PHP 3 support forums are flooded at the moment because, well, it's the latest version. But the update from 3.0.2 to 3.0.3, kind of interesting. For most people, it went pretty well.
There were some of those hiccups with the release. Like when they released like the thing, they forgot to up the version number from 3.0.3 to RC1 to 3.0.3 final.
Yeah, I noticed that. What's kind of interesting about this particular update, this is a really big update, you know, 3.0.2 to 3.0.3.
Yeah.
And there were some problems with the change. What was it, the changed files or something like that, where basically it's a modx file that shows all the changes between 3.0.2 to 3.0.3. And that's never really perfect. There's some really interesting, weird, incorrect things in that particular file and confusing things. So we pulled it until we could get it fixed, but really the change files, like we had talked about it before, the change files shouldn't really ever be used. Like all of a sudden we started getting all these people all angry that we had removed the change files. We're like, what the heck? Why are people updating using the change files? If they're updating a board that has like 100 mods installed into it, they should be using the patch file.
Uh-huh. Or the automatic update.
Well, yeah, the automatic update for everyone. Well, see, the automatic update will hit conflicts, and what the change files and the patch file is for, well, mainly what the change file thing is for determining what to do with those files that have conflicts.
Uh-huh.
So, but some people wanted to update their entire board using the change files, which is there's 94 files listed in that modx file. 94.
Probably because they're used to doing it with a code changes file from PHP BB2. That was all you had if you had mods installed.
You know, for updating with the automatic updater, I've updated several boards, some modded boards and some unmodded boards. It takes me, 5 minutes. Uh-huh. And for a more modded board, if I have to deal with a conflict, you know, it can take me, I don't know, 15 minutes maybe. You know, yeah. So pretty quick. And now think about how long it would take you. Let's say you had a modx file. I mean, you know, imagine installing a mod that modified 94 files. and doing it through ModX manually.
That's a lot. And PHP2 only had like 100 and something files.
Right. You like that mod that changes your index.php to a forum. Yeah, I think it's forum.php that they change it to. And it modifies a heck of a lot of files. And it takes over an hour to install a mod that simple because it modifies so many files. So imagine how long it would take to make or update a board manually from 3.0.2 to 3.0.3, 94 files if you did it using the ModX file. That's insane. That's why we're like, you guys are crazy. Why are you updating boards this way? You need to be updating it using the automatic updater. Any conflicts, then you can solve with the changelog. But then on top of that, then they're like, oh no, but my board might break. Or, you know, I uploaded everything and it broke my board. I'm like, what are you doing? Installing 100 mods into your site and you don't have a local host or a test site? Are you crazy? You know, what are you doing? So I'm like, get a local host up. You know, because I have a wiki article for how to set up localhost. Get a localhost app, test it before you upload it to your live site. That's crazy. I can't believe, you know, people install 100 mods into their board and they don't think that it's not going to affect updates.
Hey, David, maybe the community is not ready for the retirement of 2.0.x yet.
See, with 2.0.x, it was intentional to not change anything. I mean, it was like, don't change anything unless you absolutely have to. So, you know, that was the big thing with that. With 3.0.x, it could be the same way. But we're kind of like, I think the development team is kind of like, hey, let's, you know, this seems like a pretty good change to make. And, you know, in template inheritance, that's a database change on top of some other things. And, you know, so there was some pretty big changes in there. You know, anytime you touch a lot of files, you have a high probability of hitting a lot of mods. But what's cool with 3.0.3 or 3.0.x, I should say, you don't have to install as many mods as you would have had to in 2.0.x. Like, let's say you installed Categories Hierarchy or Profile Control Panel in 2.0.x, you could really literally no longer update your 2.0.x board because those two mods just – they murdered the code. I know I was on a board that had a Profile Control Panel and Categories Hierarchy, and installing those two mods meant that you could not – just update to the next version of PHP2.
Oh yeah, I know.
So, you know, so there's some big, you know, there was a lot of people who just were stuck at whatever version PHP2 was for the Profile Control Panel Categories Hierarchy. That was it. They were stuck.
Did you know that the author of Categories Hierarchy mod for PHP2 is actually now making his own fork of PHP2?
Yeah, we knew that. You talk there, you know. I would hate to hear who would turn 2.0.x into a fork. I look at the programming on that fork and it's like, okay, this was fine 5 years ago for PHP 3, but for PHP 4 and PHP 5, it's awful. It's horrible. You know, it's all scripted. There's nothing. There's no OOP at all. And, well, I think actually that the template is, but, you know, for the most part, it's like you look through there and you just, I mean, as a programmer, gag.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
You know, as a user, you know, you may never see that and never know the difference, but it's like, why in the world would you fork PHP2? That's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy.
Why would people keep? Okay, I won't go.
I mean, if you want to go back to the old UBB days or something, you know, okay. If you want something really retro, all right.
I've seen some websites that still do that. Anyway, January 1st is the retirement of PHP BB2, and incidentally, I'm gonna announce this for the first time. If I recall back. Yeah, last April, we put a thing up on our forum. Actually, you did, where you sort of came up with some new album artwork for our show.
Yeah,
and that's because currently our album artwork uses the the little hut icon from the PHP VB2.
From PHP VB2 which logo,
I love it. I think it's so much nicer than that than this new bot thing you guys
than
have.
The bod.
Whatever the you call it.
PHP 3 bod, yeah.
Whatever that stands for anyway. But on January 1st, because of the formal retirement of PHP BB2, we're going to be we, and when I say we, I mean I, mostly, I'm going to be launching a brand new phpbbweekly.net website, which will include the brand new album artwork that you can see on there on our forum from last April. But also our website's going to have a number of additional new things, that new ideas I've been sort of working on and putting together. And so it'll be quite interesting to see what we're going to have turned out for you. And David and I are going to talk a bit more about this off the air. But January 1st, we're going to finally strip PHP BB Weekly of the rest of its PHP BB2 heritage,
yes.
Bringing it into 2009.
You know what's funny? I was going to say with the theme, there are some people working on it. We just need to get them to finish it. But I think it's great to see that, PHP Weekly is going to be updated. Oh, I was going to say, you know what's funny?
Are people working
anytime,
on it? Because I haven't heard anything from that.
You probably have to poke them, I guess. I don't know.
I haven't seen any news on that in a long time, and I actually went doing some theme hunting on my own, and so...
Yeah, you poke them and see if they'll do anything. Otherwise, you'll have to just do one yourself, I think.
Yeah, I found one that looks pretty possibly good. Now, if they're doing one, then I'll use theirs, but I found one that might look doable. We'll have to talk about that off the air.
Sometimes when I'm offering support for people in the mod writers discussion...
Yeah.
And I'll go through and I wanted to try and pull up some documentation for a specific function or functionality within PHP 3, and I'll do a Google search on it. And PHP BB Weekly will inevitably come up within the top 5 search results.
Really?
For whatever I'm looking for.
Huh.
It's kind of funny.
Such as?
I don't have an example at the moment, but I know I've done a lot of searches, looking for documentation with specific stuff regarding PHP BB 3. There's one specific one. I think it has to do with security. And anytime I do a search for security with this particular term, and I've done it a couple times, PHP BB Weekly comes up first or second.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
I'll have to look up the shows and tell you which one it is, but I can't think of it at the moment.
Well, it depends, David. Are you using, like, personalized web search on Google? If you're logging on Google, I think it, like, knows how to personalize your web search.
Yeah, it does personalize your web search, but... I'm sure that has something to do with it, although sometimes I search without being logged into Google, so I don't know if that has everything to do with it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to you're going to tell us a little bit, David. We're going to go into another tutorial for PHP BB3, and I believe we're going to talk about custom profile fields.
Yes, custom profile fields. This is great because, first of all, custom profile fields basically mean that you don't have to install a bunch of mods into PHP 3 to get these extra fields into your registration page, into your profile page, member list pages, and also on view, underneath your profile section and view topic. That's what it was designed for, is to handle pretty much any situation that you might come across. And I think there was actually a custom profile fields mod for PHP 2. I can't remember.
There was one. I know that there were a number of PHP BB 2 mods were things that added custom profile fields for a particular thing. Like you'd have a gender mod or an age mod or different mods like that. And pretty much the way it was, almost all those mods, you kind of added them the same way. You went to it's sort of like you had a script. These line of add the fields, this line of code here, this one here, this one here. Maybe the more complex ones with fields would be a little variation there, but they were mostly pretty consistent. So there was like a mod for somewhere along the line.
Yeah. So
it's easier now, I'm told.
So basically, what these enable you to do, first of all, it's not restrictive at all, you know, so you don't have to install mods, obviously. Age is already there in the birthday fields, so you don't need to do an age mod. But let's say you have gender, like we do on Star Trek Guide, we have a gender field. So
you have a PHPBB experience thing, which like shows a knowledge image.
Knowledge level. Yes. Knowledge. So that way, you know, our support team can better help people.
Even though it's totally subjective and based on someone's own thoughts.
So. It is meant to be. Yeah, it's meant to be. And I'll tell you why. It's like, okay, a lot of people are like, I'm a newbie. I realize I'm a newbie with PHPB. It's like anything that you tell me that I don't understand, I'm not going to understand it well. So I'm going to put my knowledge level at 1. They know their knowledge level is not good. Okay. Yeah. So, and then you have some people who are like, yeah, I know a bit about PHPB 3. You know, I know the inner workings of it a little, but I need some help with this thing. They'll put their knowledge level a little higher, 5, 6 maybe, or
and
7.
There are people like me who, no, they don't know very much about PHPBP 3, but at the same time, they are a podcaster about the subject, and so they lie by saying that they know a lot about PHPBP 3, even though they don't.
Well, let's say you had a question about PHPBP 3. You know basics. You know, you understand how to work it, so somebody doesn't really have to lead you by the hand. So you would not choose 1, for example. You would choose, I don't know, 4 or 5, something like that. And then that way, you know, I could give you generalities for support. I don't have to say, click on this link down in the footer, then put in your password, then, you know, click on the general tab or the system tab, then click on this. Or, you know, I don't have to do that with you. I just tell you, oh, it's, you know, in say, module in the system tab, it's called this. And you would know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, so that's basically why the knowledge level is there. It's not meant as a rank or, you know, a prominence. You know, it's not like, oh, if you put this up high, then you'll be like, everybody will be like, whoa, you know, you're awesome, dude. No. It's okay. Just, you know,
I need to get a sound effect of David saying that when he just. That could be just the most repeated sound effect on the show. Whoa. All right, so David, tell us about how to get one of these custom profile fields on our board.
Okay, well, basically, you'll log into the administration control panel to create it. You will go to the users and groups, and then to the custom profile fields under that. And I'm actually going to log into my administration control panel so I can go along with it.
I'm following along via the Flash tutorial on phpbb.com, link in our show notes.
So the custom profile fields, you know, you can create a new field down there at the bottom there. You can enter just the name of it, and then you would select what type of field it is. You know, I think I've done a tutorial along these lines before, but you don't have it tagged, so I'm going to just assume I haven't.
We couldn't find it tagged, and it's not in our zeitgeist. I looked, as I could have sworn, but whatever. Well, if I liked it once, I'll love it twice.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how many times I use that saying? I use it like over so often.
To answer Jeffro's question on talk show, do you think PHPBB is more of an end user's kind of form or developer's kind of form?
Hmm.
Well, PHPBB is the most popular bulletin board software on the internet, period, right? It's got more downloads than anything else, any other software, and it's used by more people. That doesn't mean that it's used by the biggest boards. It's used by the most boards. So it is more of a user's forum from that perspective. You know, a lot of people use it. They choose PHPBB over most other forum softwares, you know.
Yeah, at the same time. PHPBB is open source and has has a lot of built-in infrastructure that the developers specifically put together for mod authors to be able to easily code their own things into PHPBB. And so it really is a more of a developer's kind of forum from that perspective as well.
Yes, it is. And, you know, think about third-party applications are always trying to hook in with PHPBB because it is so popular. Exactly. You know, think about it. All these different, you know, WordPress, Wikipedia, or Wikimedia, I should say. You have Joomla, of course, other CMSs that that want to hook into it, CopperMine, Gallery, so those types of things. And obviously they're going to want to make sure they have a bridge or a hook into PHPBB because, again, being the most popular bulletin board, they're going to have to. People are going to want it quite often, you know. Obviously you've got some big boards like vBulletin, IPB, which are going to be popular as well. vBulletin really is the big one. You definitely have to obviously pay to be as a developer for that particular software, whereas PHPBB, anybody can be a developer, sort of. You know, you can be a mod author if you know hardly anything. If you know this one, if you know HTML, you can make the simplest mods for PHPBB. If you are a style author, or you know, even if you know HTML, then you can be a style author. Obviously, you can make whole new styles for it. This isn't so easily the case with a lot of other bulletin board software. So at the same time, it's not just a user's software, but it's also a developer software. To answer your question. Okay, back to custom profile fields. You would enter a name in. Now there's six different types of fields. There's numbers, single text field, text area, Boolean, yes, no, drop down box, and a date. Single text field would, or numbers, let me put it this way. Numbers would be, it would just be a number. That's pretty, yeah. That would be it. It would just be, you know,
what you're picking is the kind of thing that you want your users to pick. So numbers is if someone's entering numbers. Single text field or writing, it's like there's a one line thing for them to write in. Text area is like a signature thing where they can write a whole bunch. Boolean means it's a yes no button. You have a drop down box. You have to choose things in, or someone's entering a date. So,
yeah, really, the PHPBB knowledge level could have been numbers.
Yeah.
But then it would, like, you know, they'd have to type in 1 through 10.
Uh-huh.
So we chose a drop-down box. Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you do a drop-down box, that confines them to only the choices that you want them to pick among. And then you can more easily control what the result will be.
Here's a good example, perhaps, of where you would use numbers. Like if you have a year field, the year you were promoted, whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
Then you might choose numbers, and then it would be a four-digit number. So that would be a good idea. You know, a good example of using that. Single text field, what we use this for is two things on Star Trek Guide. We use it for favorite team, which was one of the original – that was actually the very first text field that we used with Star Trek Guide because, you know, we were testing before the Beta 1 release.
Yeah.
Way back in the CBS days. And
kids,
so we're like,
don't
let's
try
use
it at home.
Let's use some custom profile fields. So we created let's do a favorite team one. So we did a favorite team.
One of the most common ones is obviously, you mentioned this before, a gender one, in which case you would probably
gender,
a Boolean
gender
option for male or female.
No, actually, you would use a drop-down box, and let me tell you why.
If that's the case, then someone needs to redo your guys' custom profile field flash tutorial. Because you chose Boolean for that.
Well, because the reason being is that you want select one. Because if you just choose yes or no, Boolean, then it has to default to something. It's maybe default to male, for example. I wanted it defaulted to select one. So if you left it at select one, it would go, hey, you need to choose a gender. You know, you'd actually have to choose a gender. Whereas you could just, if your sister went to register on your board and she didn't change the gender field, she's male automatically if you had just had Boolean yes, no, and your first field was male.
Oh, and if that was the case, you'd probably send her a very questioning email.
Yeah, so that, you know, it's, you know, assumably most people would change it, but I assume that they're not going to change it.
I can't say a pun on here with you paying attention. Thank you. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, so
you can see why
that's why I use the drop down box, and I use select one male and female. And then you could choose alien if you wanted to. You know. I think with the Area 51 you could choose your gender, select one, male, female, and alien. So that's why I use the Dropbox, you know, drop down menu for that. This is obviously recently changed. Let me go through the different types real quick. First, a single text field. Good example of that is real name. you know, a lot of people like to have a real name mod on their boards. Well, now custom profile fields enable you to do that by default. You just enter a real underscore name, select single text field, and then you can let them enter in, you know, a single, you know, just a line of text, whatever it is. So mine is David. Douglas has Douglas in his single text field. Yeah. So that's what that would be used for. Text area, obviously, this is for your bigger box of information. This is for, like, interests and I think occupation. No, is occupation a single text field?
It is.
Okay, so, yeah, so interests and hobbies would be a good example of the text area. Or, like, this medical site that I am working for, basically they want, you know, knowledge about a single issue with medical, your medical history, for example. Your medical history would be a text area. It's where you would enter in a bunch of data.
Yes, or things like if you want someone able to post their own bio about themselves, that would be a text area. Or someone to post the thing they – post a rant that they really like to – that the world know about. That's where you probably want a text area.
Yeah,
exactly. Why you want to do that, I don't know.
Boolean, yes, no. That, a good example of this, on the medical site, we have, you know, if the – you know, you have we have a special registration for doctors and nurses and whatnot, or, you know, medical professionals. If you are certified in the particular state that you are stating in your registration, then you would check the box certified. So that's a good example of a yes no. We have we're using checkboxes instead of radio buttons for that, which there's an option in there. But that's a good example of using Boolean yes no. You know, certified, definitely. All right, drop-down box, obviously we went through that. That'd be like gender. Another one we have is the knowledge level, the PHPV knowledge level, 1 through 10. So we have select 1 and 1 through 10. Select 1 is the default. Then we have date. This is where it's just a date field that, you know, it takes day, month, and year. That's specifically what it's for. So let's go through each of these individually, and we'll actually talk about the what's – what are some of the options in the visibility? When you create the new text field, you get a number of options. First of all, you display the profile field, which will display it in the – if you set it to yes, it will display it in topic pages, profiles, and member list. If you set it to no, then it would only show up in places like the registration screen. It would only show up in the administration control panel for the administrator editor, edit your profile. It would show up in your – profile, if you have it set that way, in the user control panel, all right?
Yeah.
So you would set, let's see, medical history might be a good example where the only the administrator needs to see it. He might set that to no if he doesn't want that to display anywhere in the profile. They just want that to be editable within the user's control panel, okay? The visibility options, this used to be radio buttons. Within PHPB 3.0.3, this is tagged for 3.0.4. How stupid of me. Okay, right now the radio buttons. And basically you can select if you want the custom profile field to appear in the user control panel, on the registration screen, a required field on the registration screen, which will force that field to be filled in, and hiding the profile field. Hiding profile field basically means that only moderators and administrators will be able to see it, and only administrators will be able to edit it. So you as a user cannot edit that field.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't believe I'm looking at my localhost PHP 3 installation, and I have them all as checkboxes. It's because I submitted a patch for this. How stupid of me. Okay, so those are the basic visibility options. There's little explanations beneath them so you can kind of get an idea and understanding of each visibility option.
Yeah.
And again, one of the proposed changes that I had, and hopefully we'll make it in, is basically to make all those checkboxes so that you could hide the field and show it in the user control panel so that it would only be viewable to the user and to moderators, administrators, or required field, but not showing the user control panel, so they would enter it into the registration, and that was it. They never entered it. They never edited it again. So hopefully that will make it in, but that's not available right now. Right now, Beyond the visibility options, which is a radio button, you get the language-specific options. Now, if you have multiple languages installed, you'll see multiple boxes here. You'll have, like, if you have French and German, you'll see English, French, German, you know, and you can enter in specific language for each of those fields. Now, you know, for example, we just have English, and so we did a field name, real name, then you could do a field description and the default value. And then you would continue on to the profile-specific options, and this allows you to set profile-specific depending on the kind of field that you chose. So it's different depending on if you chose number, if you chose a single text field, text area, drop-down menu, yes, no, Boolean. So,
for example, if you have single line text field, you can enter like minimum, maximum characters, how big the text
length of input box
for a Boolean. You can choose what the default value is going to be, or what kind of, or you can ignore having a default value, or you can choose what kind of type you want it to be. Again, you said you have radio buttons or a checkbox. For a drop down menu, what's the default option going to be? Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have default option for a drop-down menu. You have default option and option equal to non-entered value. So basically, that means that, you know, for example, our PHP knowledge level is select 1 and then 1 through 10. So select 1 is a default option, or you might choose select 1 is 5, right? And then the option to non-entered value would be select 1. So you can't on the registration page, if you choose select 1, it's going to give you an error and say, hey, you can't choose that value. That's a non-entered value. If your field is required. If it's not required, then it will let you choose select one.
Yeah.
But we made it required. So, you know, people have to enter that in, and they have to choose something other than select one.
Yeah.
Same thing with gender. Gender select one is the default field.
So my question then, David, is once you've gotten the field set up, how do you determine what you actually do with it? I mean, obviously, there is the option – here on the setup page where you can choose to have this profile field display in the view topic, view profile, member list, things like that. But for something like when you're talking about your PHP BB knowledge thing where you actually make an image depending on what the choice was, how do you do something like that?
Well, so you're talking about how you actually display it?
How do you take this information? Because sometimes people want more than just having it say gender, male. Sometimes you'll see certain profile fields that administrators want to do more complex things with. How do you do some of this stuff?
You can do most things with the 6 available here. And, for example, the PHPB knowledge level, we have showing an image.
Exactly, yeah.
And the way that that's done is through the templates.
Ah.
That's not done through the administration control panel. You can, again, this is just sets up the information that the person would enter in, or that you would enter in as administrator, if you have that option chosen. And that's it. It just, you know, it sets up the information, shows how to display it, and then collects it and stores it. That's it. The template deals with the rest. It deals with how to display it, except for one other thing. Where you want these custom profile fields to display. If you set them to display yes in the custom profile fields, then you can go into the general tab under load settings, which is under the server configuration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, load settings. Down there at the bottom it says custom profile fields, and there's 3 options. The first option, allow styles to display custom profile fields in member list, display custom profile fields in user profiles, and display custom profile fields in topic pages.
Yeah.
So, for example, well, PHPB 3, we have all but the top one on. So we have allow custom profile fields and member list to off. So we don't have just the general member list. We don't have extra.
Because the member list can get quite crowded.
It can get quite crowded. So we didn't want to overcrowd it with a bunch of extra information. Now, some people might want to do that. So that option is there for them to be able to do that. But we didn't. So we have profiles and the topic pages. The view topic, your profile information will show up there. Now, so that's all you have to do as an administrator. That's the complete setup for it. If you want to, you know, if you set those to yes, you can see them right away. You don't have to do anything else. It's all set up to do that. If you want to customize the way that those are displayed, there's a couple things. First of all, I want to mention that there is a wiki article that shows you different options that are available to a style author or to someone who is modifying their site. There's some options there, or how you can adjust it to display differently and things like that. Thanks to Sniper E for creating that particular tutorial. But basically, what it allows you to do, the possibilities are really endless when you get to the template, because it gives full control. The custom profile fields give full control of how those profile fields are displayed to the templates. And I'll pull up an example. Let's pull up the view topic page and where the custom profile fields are. Okay, here we go. First of all, it's a loop. Okay, so you have begin custom fields, and then it shows the post row custom fields, field name, and the field value.
Yeah.
Now, some people say, well, all right, so like Start Your Guide, we wanted the PHP knowledge level to display as an image. So how did we do that? Well, what we did was we took the name exactly as it's shown. So we used post row dot s profile underscore knowledge, PHPB knowledge level. You know, and there's an uppercase name, and I can't really tell you exactly how to type it over a podcast. You have to go get the wiki article, but I'm just giving a general idea of what you're supposed to do.
Give me a link to it or something. I'll get it in the show notes.
Okay, sure. I'll remind me and I'll pull it up later, so I don't have to do that. So basically, you would use the exact name of the profile field, and you can put it above or below. You can place it where the signature would go if you wanted to, below the signature, in the signature. You could put it wherever you wanted on this page,
uh-huh.
as long as it's within the post row loop itself.
And so I presume that from some of the finagling of the style you did, you were able to get it so that it would actually display your image for the knowledge.
So, yeah, basically what I did was I have a specific path to my images. Right, so I something like images, badges, and then I would use the value of profile field value and put that into the source of the image. And so if it was a 1, like if they chose a knowledge level of 1, then it would pull up 1.png, and 1 is the little badge icon for 1. So that's how we displayed it there. And then what you would just do is you would knock it out of the custom fields loop. So you would do begin custom fields, and then if not profile field PHPB knowledge level, then you would display the rest. That way it's not displaying the profile field twice. Because if you do a single profile field separately, it will still display in your custom fields loop. You have to take it out of that loop by doing an if statement there.
Yeah.
So anyway, all this stuff is detailed in the wiki article. The wiki article could still be expanded.
Yeah.
So that would be nice. But it's there, so people can use it. And I think if you search for CPF in the wiki, the PHPB wiki. No, it didn't show up.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Okay, there we go. Custom Profile Fields Tutorial. That's the name of it.
Okay. I presume that for an administrator that wants to create custom profile fields with something very basic, they like if did you create just a gender one, they don't have to worry about doing any custom template editing in order to be able to get it to show up on the page. You can just say show it on the page, and it will by default just show up in the normal spot.
Yeah, exactly. Like we have gender. The name is gender, and it's whatever value they've chosen, male or female, and that's what we'll display in the view topic page. That will display in the in their profiles.
I will say this as someone who actually tried to put together a custom profile fields mod for PHP BB2 and failed miserably. Well, I got busy. But I will say this, the interface on PHP BB3 for setting up new custom profile fields is very intuitive, very good, short of going into a completely Ajax type of interface. But it's fairly easy to figure out, and when you just go through the Flash tutorial once or twice, you can pretty much figure out how to get it to work very nicely. And
yeah,
again,
yep.
then if you want to do more complex things, David's wiki article is, or the one he keeps talking about, is probably the place to go to find out more about that.
Yeah, I posted the link to that in the TalkShoe chat also, so you can go look that up. And there's a bunch of different examples. It even has, you know, basically custom edits within your PHP field if you wanted to do that. But, you know, for example, if you wanted the custom profile fields displayed anywhere, let's say at the – okay, your real name would be Douglas. Yeah. Let's say you were logged into Star Trek Guide and you're on the index page. I could use a custom profile field, you know, that's shown in this tutorial on the wiki, yeah, and I could display, "Hi, Douglas," at the top.
Uh-huh.
Even though your username is Webmaster87.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's some of the things that this tutorial can be used for. And obviously it displays how you can use the custom profile fields within the styles. It's a very good article. And again, if you can improve it, go ahead and do that. That's what a wiki is for.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff on here that you can definitely use as a, you know, if you only know the basics of HTML, there's enough there that you can play with. But the custom profile fields don't have to be modified by default. They will display. But if you want them to display in a special way, then you'll definitely want to look at this article.
Yeah. And, of course, there will also be – and in Asquerius, whenever that comes out, they're making some changes to the custom profile fields there as well. They're going to have some new types, such as images for David's PHP knowledge, floating point. And also, all of the built-in profile fields will be incorporated into custom profile fields. So you can actually go into the regular profile fields and customize them very much the same way you would customize your own profile fields. So these are some of the things that will be coming up in Askris whenever that comes out.
Yeah, one of the big things that they want to try and do in Askris is enable the administrator to choose how they want things to display without modifying.
Exactly. Same kind of idea for BB codes. All the built-in BB codes will be customized into custom BB codes as well. So very similar idea here.
There's an example of where mods disappeared for PHP BB3 from PHP BB2. BB codes. You know, you had all these BB code mods for PHP BB2.
Yep.
They simply don't exist for PHP 3. Well,
there's a BB suggest your own custom BB codes topic somewhere. I believe in like PHP BB3 support or something like that.
Yeah, so you can write your own BB codes or use the ones that are there.
Yeah, there it is, custom BB codes. Yeah. It's a lot easier, and custom profile fields also can very easily replace a number of custom profile fields, things like, you know, real name mods, aim mods, Jabber. Insert your favorite username based service username mod, custom profile field mod.
All right, here's a popular one: the YouTube.
Oh yeah.
YouTube, and also the spoiler.
Oh, for BB codes. Yeah.
Yeah, for BB codes. Yeah, spoiler and YouTube and things like that. So between BB codes and the custom profile fields, the way they did it in PHP BB3, it's meant a lot less mods to validate.
Oh yeah.
Which is a good thing, and you know, it means that their board's not going to be modified as much. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
I'm sure there will still be some mods for BB codes and custom profile fields. Like, you know, I wanted to make the visibility options a lot more expanded, and I would have made a mod. But
There will be some profile fields where it require more infrastructure than the current custom profile fields implementation can offer you.
Right.
Where there's like somewhat, like suppose someone wants to do a real name field, but the mod where every single imaginable appearance of someone's username instead shows off their real name instead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I actually validated a mod like that for PHP BB2. It was a very, very long mod. And they probably still need a mod like that for PHP BB3 because custom profile fields can't be applied in all of those situations. So.
Yeah, it handles most situations, and that's the idea.
Yeah, mostly a thing for a literal profile field, not so much a thing where you're completely redoing the way something the whole form experience displays.
Right. Again, the big idea with PHP 3 and the PHP teams is we want to cater to the least common denominator.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have some people come in and like, why don't you have this installed? We're trying to cater to the least common denominator, not trying to put everything in the planet in the core.
Yeah.
That's where the mod office comes in,
you know?
That's exactly. That's where the mod community comes in, and you know, obviously things are going to get a lot easier with some of the tools that we're going to have available, like Blinky,
yeah,
which is currently only available in SVN. But once that's out, I think it will really expand the mod using community.
Yeah, definitely.
Which can be a good thing and a bad thing.
we'll have to see. Anyway, that's our custom profile fields tutorial. Thanks, David, for making it so wonderful for us, like you always do. We're trying to make it a short episode this week, so we're going to truck right on along to our mod and style of the week. The mod of the week this week is a fairly simple mod this time. It's called Add Disclaimer by David63. Essentially, the idea of this mod, there's a screenshot there, you can see it. It lets the administrator add like a small disclaimer panel to the bottom of each page, which they can control from the control panel. So if you really, really, really want to protect yourself and say something like a disclaimer, the views and comments entered in these forums are personal, blah, 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 blah. Or if you want to do something a little different on the bottom, you can probably edit, make a change in this mod, so rather than it saying disclaimer, it could say copyright, or it could say announcement or something else. Just anything you want to put down at the bottom of each page, similar to how you have the forum rules up in the top of different pages. And so this is a very fairly good mod to use for if you want to get something on the bottom of every page. So it's controllable by the admin control panel, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Add disclaimer by David63. That's the mod of the week. Style of the week. I was telling David before the show, I looked and I looked and I looked, but I couldn't find any kind of a style that had to do with Thanksgiving or about turkeys at all.
Turkey Day.
I could. Yeah. David, have you seen the eCards website that has singing turkeys?
Singing turkeys. No, I can't think of. I can't think that I have seen that.
Oh, I have to link them to you. It is hilarious. They've been doing it for a couple of years. They started like 3 years ago. It was like almost a viral thing. They had this turkey singing "I Will Survive." They completely re-engineered lyrics. Then they did another one in 06 with a turkey doing "I can't, you can't stuff this" with the hammer and everything, like the hammer and everything.
Was that from the song "Can't Touch This"?
Exactly.
Oh, that's
the lyrics
funny.
Are so awesome. And you know, I actually went to open up my video like screenshotting application, and so I took videos of each of them. I'm probably gonna get them up on YouTube. Hopefully, they
can't stuff this.
That's it. I gotta link it to that.
Yeah, that's funny.
I might just add that into the closer of this episode now.
You must do it. You must.
I will. And last year they did one where it had like, you know, from the movie "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?"
Never seen that movie.
You ever seen that movie?
And so, nope.
Anyway, it's like this perfect copy of it, like for the three turkeys singing, "I'm a bird with no tomorrow." I have to link you to this after the show's over. Like right after, I will link you to it promptly. Anyway, style of the week, we're going to start doing some holiday styles for you guys, since the holidays are coming around. It's after Thursday is Black Friday, which this year probably won't be very much of a Black Friday.
It will. In fact, in Black Saturday too, but it's going to be big this year.
Are you sure? First of all, you know why it's called Black Friday?
Yes, I know why it's called Black Friday. I worked in retail for years.
Yeah. Are you sure it's good? Because I don't know, the way the economy has been, it's kind of,
Black Friday will happen. Trust me. It will be just as good as past years, even though the economy is sunken a little bit. That mainly has to do with investments. It will curb some buying, obviously, but it's...
We'll see. They're saying that if this year, for the last 16 years, each Black Friday has been bigger than the previous one. So if this year's is not bigger than last year's, it'll be the first time in 16 years that that's happened.
Right. Well, I mean, think about it. It's like You know how companies are like, you know, we want to double our sales this year, and the next year we want to double our sales again. How many years in a row can you double your sales before you can't double your sales?
It's an exponential thing, you know?
Eventually, you won't be able to double your sales. Maybe you will increase it, and you continue to increase it year by year. You know, store chains like Walmart, which doubled, and maybe are still doubling, but eventually it
don't
has
get
to
me started
flatten
about
out.
Walmart. Yeah. Oh boy.
But you know, you get the idea. You know, after a while, it's like you can't double anymore. You can't always just continually go up. You know, the stock market was going up, and it can't go up forever.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. Anyway, let's get to the style. We talked so much. this week's style of the week is called
Jeffro Iwood.
Huh?
He said, "Who wants to make a big purchase on Black Friday with uncertainty in the economy?" I had enough cash to make. I definitely would. Yeah, there's nothing that would stop me to do it just because I heard the economy was down. Really.
Okay, well, you and I must have different ideas, you know. I don't know. It's going to be hard for me this year. I mean, I'm still trying to hope that I can get enough scholarships to send me to college next year. We'll have to see. the style of the week is called Crimbo. It is, the author is Mod PVB3. And this is a very interesting Christmas style. It's based on Pro Silver. It's going to be very exciting.
Still looks like Pro Silver, too.
But there's a lot of – I know it looks like Pro Silver, but he's really done some nice things to it. He has a pretty nice red background with silhouettes of snowflakes going on. The header image has this interesting thing with like a silhouette of Santa and his reindeer and his sleigh flying across with the moon going on there. The images have been replaced by Santas, you know, and you have a black and a grayscale color Santa for an unread form – or for a red form. For a form with no new posts, and you have a colored up Santa, full color Santa for new fours and new posts in them. And link, I love this. They have little gift boxes for the links. So, frankly, I really think it's a very nice style. It really has the kind of a Christmas color to it. You've got little things of mistletoe and things like that. Spruced around here, so a very nice use of Christmas images, things like that, and a really, quite frankly, a really nice style for people who do like the general Pro Silver setup. So if you, it is obvious that it looks like Pro Silver, but it's a really nice implementation to give sort of the Christmas spirit, and if not, even if not that, you still have the winter's idea. So
yeah, and new users will like this, the fact that this particular style is updated. It's the latest PHPBB version of 3.0.3.
There you go.
So it's all up to date.
There you go. Bingo. That's pretty – so it's very recent, I would have to assume that, because, 3.0.3 has only been out for like 10 days now, so good for you.
Oh, Jeffro, to answer your question, okay. Yes, if I had the cash regarding the Black Friday purchase, but what do I have to buy that's huge?
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry I brought
Douglas
it up.
Douglas
Witt. Crimbo by ModPHPV3 is the style of the week. Links to both the mod style of the week will be on our website. And with that, the thing
And Douglas promises to get this show out when?
Well, I have to get last week's show out, like...
Today,
like very soon. So today's show, either tomorrow or Monday, I'd say, to give a little space.
Okay. We'll hold you to it.
Hopefully. I know. I'm home all afternoon, so I'll probably get it all done. It's been a long, busy week.
And Jeffro suggested we get a VB representative to come on the show and debate.
Again?
With us. Again? What do we mean again? Again the suggestion or
remember,
again a debate?
Well, the debate maybe, but remember when we did V Bulletin Weekly back in April?
Yeah. I know.
That
somebody's going to have to get back
after
with
that.
Jeffro hated that show.
What?
Nothing. Close the show quick.
If you want to do that, David, I'll leave it up to you, okay? Because I don't really care. That said, phpbweekly.net is our wonderfully, somewhat a week behind, but still wonderful website to check out all of our episodes. Also, show notes and links for everything we talked about in this show and everything else, so check that out. Also, our PHP BB Weekly forum at StarTrekGuide.com, where the discussion continues even when the show is not live on the air. So be sure to check that out. Our next episode will be episode number 87, next Saturday, November 29th, same time, noon Eastern time, 1700 UTC. Hopefully by then we'll know what the heck we're going to talk about next week, unlike what we had this week.
Yeah, that will be an interesting one, because that'll be, you know, after Black Friday, and that'll be Black Saturday, so that'll be a little tough working schedule around. You know, you gotta go out and get stuff. That's the time to get all the deals of the year, right there. That's the week to do it.
I don't do my Christmas shopping until finals.
It may not be Christmas shopping. I might need a new monitor, so I might get a new monitor then.
You with all the dough. I don't have a job. I'm so sad. Anyway, and of course, PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Check out techpodcast.com for other great technology podcasts. And that's it for this week's episode of PHPBB Weekly. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
What happened to Joe?
I was Joe. Now I'm David Lewis.
Okay, whatever. Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
You're it.
Thanks for listening to this episode. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Can't stuff this. You can't stuff this. You can't stuff this. My, ladies think I'm so hot. Makes me think it's time to drop and strut around the fog, cause the hayseed here can't do me no harm. Feels good when you know you're down. A super time thing can't sell by the pound, and I'm known as such. And this is what dirty you can't stuff. You can't stuff this. I told you, farm boy, you can't stuff this. Yeah, I keep on living, you know, you can't stuff this. Put down the roasting pan, break it down. Stop, turkey time. I'm fresh and I'm juicy. You like that? Come in here with a recipe. So move out of my face and get a big meal some other place. Thanksgiving. Hold on, I'm plumb but I'm thin and I know what's going on. Like that. Baby, I'm a free-range Cadillac. So you know, for you I'm too much. And this is a turkey you can't stuff. Put down the seasoning. You can't stuff this. Get your hands off my giblets. You can't stuff this. Want a piece of me, sucker? You can't stuff this.